Hello, respective viewers. It's George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel. Thanks for viewing. We're going to be talking about this proposal in Germany to outlaw the Alternative for Deutschland. There's this controversial political party, which goes back at least 10 years. But it's a very worrying and retrograde trend that any political party ought to be outlawed, no matter what its opinions. Are these opinions acceptable or unacceptable? Surely the electorate must be the arbiters of that. If AfD's beliefs are so noisome, surely the good people of Germany will vote against them in droves. I think I'm right in saying that opinion polls say that AfD's popularity is standing at 12% in Germany. So that's a serious segment of public opinion they got behind them, and it's about on level pegging with the ruling Social Democratic Party. It is scandalously anti-democratic that anyone should want to outlaw a political party. That lies the way to tyranny. What we're facing is soft totalitarianism, and where you end up is like Russia or China or North Korea or Turkmenistan or one of these very oppressive left-wing states. Where dissident voices are drowned out, where they criminalize dissent, where they hold political prisoners by the tens of thousands. You know, it reminds me of, Dietrich Bonhoeffer's poem. I always get him and Niemöller mixed up. First, they came for the communists, but I was a communist, I didn't speak up. Then they came for the social democrats, but I was not a social democrat, so I didn't speak up. Then they came for the trades unionist, but I was not a trades unionist, so I did not speak up. Then they came for the Jews, but I was not a Jew, so I didn't speak up. And then they came for me, and there was nobody left to speak up for me. So you can see the far left in the judiciary, the liberal left controlling the media, academia, the civil service, the police, the army, the navy, the air force, just about everything, really. And they will try to criminalize anyone who would dare question the establishment. Now, Alternative for Deutschland, some of their policies are rebarbative. I certainly would never vote for them. And there was this plot they had to deport millions of people from Germany, including German citizens, on the grounds of race. So their racist views are nauseating, but they should not be forbidden from organizing, from pitching to the public. So, yeah, they've been going since 2013. You require 5% of the vote to get any seats in the Bundestag at all. And they didn't make it that time. They got at least 34,000 members. Some people say they're far right, which is always appropriate when they say that. They've been heavily critical of Islam. And some will say, well, really, of Muslims and things like that. They're talking about whether Germany withdrawing from the European Union. And of course, that really puts the frightness on the establishment, because Germany's paying about 30% of the bills. And without Germany, there is no more European Union. So they've got to demonize the AfD. But I know there's a lot to criticize about them. So, yeah, that's them. They're obviously concerned about excessive immigration. So they have some seats in state parliaments, the Bundestag, none in the Bundesrat. That's the upper chamber of the German parliament, which represents the states, really. They've even got 9 people in the European Parliament. So they're being spied upon and harassed by the German intelligence service. And that's very worrying that Schutz der Verfassung, Office for the Protection of the Constitution, should be spying on a lawful political party, not a terrorist organization. And it's a waste of manpower when they could be combating organized crime, particularly terrorism. So the police should actually, and the intelligence agencies should use their time neutrally, and not to advance an agenda, and not to try and oppress an unpopular minority. So sometimes it's been over 20% in the opinion polls in Germany. So you'd be disenfranchising a huge chunk of public opinion, and all sorts of people against them, the do-gooders, the far left, the communists, eco-toffs, all the rest of them, religious maniacs against them, protesting. Okay, fine. Some people think that they are despicable. You say your piece, and I criticize them heavily too. But you should not be trying to outlaw them. So it's very worrying that people would try to think that others should be disenfranchised and deprived of their right to say what they believe. You know, I have the right to say what I believe. You have the right to say what you believe, and so on. Others say, no. Others have only got the right to say what I believe, and that's where you're going wrong. You know, you'll see this in many human rights documents. Everyone has the right to express their opinions. Everyone is everyone. Now, when it comes to incitement to violence, everybody knows that's different, because that has direct consequences, direct harm. It's not just proposing a policy that many disagree with. So that is why Alternative for Deutschland must not be outlawed if Germany is having a free country again. And it's opening the door to totalitarianism. And it would make you know, Germany no better than some of the dictatorships to the east. And surely Germany's learned a bitter lesson. But after 9/11, there was a lot of pressure in the Bush administration for Germany to suspend habeas corpus and detain people without trial. And Angela Merkel, she became chancellor, I think, shortly after that, actually. Is that right? No, 2005 she came in. Gerhard Schröder, he was a chancellor, a social democrat, said, no, absolutely no, nuh-uh, no way, not going down that road, because that's what started the Third Reich. And we shouldn't be doing the same now. Okay, you might think immigration is marvelous. You might think it's terrible. Whatever your opinion, you've got to be able to say it. No opinion is unopposable. It's very worrisome that some people are so eager to strip us of our rights, attempting the deprivation of our entitlements, who think that fundamental human rights should be criminalized. Is it really a matter for the police? Is the criminal law really the right instrument to deal with opinions that you don't share? And you must ask yourself, if you're one of these people who would try to criminalize another political party just because you don't agree with them, what if they were in charge and they tried to criminalize you, to outlaw you for your beliefs? That you know. So this is an attack on freedom of association, on freedom of conscience, on the right to free expression, on free and fair elections. You can't have fair elections when you ban one of the major political parties. So it's grossly unfair. And it's not like the people won't hold these opinions or do something about it. Because if you take away their right to organize legally and to use democratic means to accomplish their objectives, then they're going to turn to violent means to accomplish their objectives, because they've got no alternative left. They're denied ballot box access, which would be grossly unjust. And that would really be putting Germany in a very dangerous situation. So, you know, those who detest AfD, they should be allowed to argue against them. I've always loathed AfD, partly because they're really just Putin acolytes. Putin, who was always branding people neo-Nazis, he's obviously encouraging, funding, giving his imprimatur to groups which have sympathies in Nazi direction, which is obviously despicable and grossly hypocritical, because totalitarianism is a unity, whether it's communism or Nazism, and Putin is both, really. So AfD, yes, they are nauseating, but they should not be outlawed. It's very, very dangerous, and it's completely unlikely to work. So that's why they must be allowed to say what they believe. But a serious number of members, and you know, there's an awful lot of immigration, and it's something which sharply divides opinion. So these controversial issues should be openly debated, and we should not have politicized policing, the sort of liberal Gestapo that some people want, how the police is ideological enforcers. In the United Kingdom, said the police are shock troops of the far left, imposing their ideology on others, which is very troubling indeed. Anyway, what do you think? Please give your comments below. Make sure you donate on Patreon. Sorry, subscribe on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.